Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court. Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 63. Here is the extracted text from the image. "Walking to abreast," said jury, following immediately behind deponent Pennington, "that deponents have read the various affidavits which deal with alleged cheering of the Solicitor General as he left the courthouse on said Friday afternoon, August 22, 1913. Opponents under oath, they did not hear any demonstration of any kind on said afternoon, nor did they hear any applause for the Solicitor General or for anyone else. That when court adjourned on Saturday, August 23, 1913, soon after the noon hour, deponents took the jury from the courthouse northward along Prior Street. They did not, on this occasion, hear any applause or cheering demonstration of any kind whatever for the Solicitor General or for anyone else. That on Monday, August 25, 1913, around the noon hour just after the court had adjourned, the judge having charged the jury before said adjournment, deponent C.F. Huber says that he, together with R.B. Devers and W.M. Hunter, was in charge of the jurors and took them to the German Cafe, where they occupied a private dining room in the rear of the building. In this dining room, with closed doors, the jurors were served with their lunch, and at no time between the time they left the jury box and the time they got into this private dining room, nor while occupying said dining room, nor on their return to the jury room at the courthouse for the purpose of considering and making a verdict in said above stated case, did deponent hear any applause or cheering or demonstration of any kind whatever. Nor could the jury while in the dining room hear any demonstration which may have taken place in front of said German cafe, but said dining room was perfectly quiet. That deponents on Saturday evening, August 23, 1913, took the jurors out for a walk and returned to the Kimball House northward along Prior Street. That deponents have read the affidavit of Samson K. and emphatically deny that at any time on said Friday, Saturday evening, August 23, 1913, did six or seven men, or any other number of men of persons, follow along by the side of the jury, in the Frank case, or behind them or in front of them, talking to them from the corner of East Fair Street and South Prior Street up to the Union Station, nor did